Match die in 3v1.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 1, making a deadly mountain out of a fatal molehill.
If this is Wednesday, this must be Switzerland. It was a beautiful day in the tiny mountain village of Oberdrumstickgau. The crisp, pure mountain air made me sick. I punched out a tour bus driver and sucked down some exhaust fumes. My mind clouded over. At last, I could think. I was on a mission for my county, sent here to this crummy little country, lousy with clockmakers and chocolate bars, sent here to kill.
Hey, Lance, you want a chocolate bar? How about a cuckoo clock? You want to learn how to play the zither? You want to put down a gun, Lance? We can talk this over.
Gee, Uncle Mr. Stallion, sir, you just knocked Dingo over one of the many picturesque cliffs common to the Swiss Alps. The Alps, by the way, were formed when the Alpine Peninsula, i.e. Italy, slammed into the soft underbelly of the
I was tense. It was always like this when the extremely Long Beach County government sent me out to kill someone, especially when it has to be someone specific. Anyway, here I was, a stranger in a strange land, hunting my prey like a vengeful big city pigeon swooping low over a spotless windshield.
Another one. Up you go, burn you.
Somewhere up ahead in Oberdrumstickgau was a Swiss dive known as the Funny Leather Shorts Inn. And somewhere in that joint was a Swiss guy I had to kill.
So, Lance is on a deadly mission of death that will spell doom for a doomed Swiss guy. But who? And why? And can a county government do something like this? Tune in next time and find out on The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 2. Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Here, we're almost there. Now, give me your other hand, Jimmy. Come on.
Thanks.
There you go.
Gee, what a fall.
What a climb.
Hey, Uncle Mr. Stallion, sir. As I was saying, plate tectonics explain this.
No.
My mind was full of murder and pride in my home county.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 2, Crouch and Prejudice.
Here we are in Switzerland, Lance, at the Funny Leather Shorts Inn in search of a doomed Swiss guy, I guess.
I'm on a mission of death, Dingo. I'm on a mission of death, Jimmy.
I'll have some chocolate ice and pepper.
I'm on a mission of death.
Oh, Lance, jeez, it took us 20 minutes to get that waiter.
No time for lunch. I'm on a mission of death.
Gee, Lance, you shot his mouth off.
Tit for tat, Dingo. He shot his mouth off.
Waiter! Oh, bonjour! Yeah, thanks for stopping by. Listen, could you do a couple things? Maybe sew up the gaping wound in Jimmy's mouth, number one. And, hey, while you're up, bring me a strawberry cognac. And you, sir! Lance!
I'm on a mission of death, Dingo.
So, Lance is on a mission of death.
I'm on a mission of death.
You know, I'm beginning to believe you. You're gonna use lunch, though.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Let's try in 3v3.
Adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 3, Wild to be Born.
Lance, here we are sitting in a quaint little Swiss restaurant on a mission of death.
A mission of death, Dingo. That's right, Jimmy, a mission of death.
Hey, don't worry, Jimmy, when we get back stateside, we're gonna take care of that little devil wound of yours. Well, you shot your mouth off, and so did Lance. Shot your mouth off, that is, I mean, because
I'm on a mission of death.
He's on a mission of death, but why, Lance, and who are we here to kill?
I'm here to kill you.
Me?
No, you, the fat yogurt across the room eating a plate of schnitzel. Yeah, you.
Just who is Lance's ultimate target? target on his mission of death. You, not a kid. Oh, no, sorry. You, sitting by your radio. You're so smart. Think I can't control myself, huh? You, it's a tough city, Dingo. Red Stallion, 3D4. The Adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 4. Have a happy day.
Hey, this mission of death that has brought us here to beautiful Switzerland is my kind of pointless fun, huh? What do you think, Jimmy? Gee, Jimmy, you know, I can't understand a thing you're saying. Ever since Lance shot your mouth off because you shot your mouth off, I just can't understand you. Luckily, I could care less. Huh? Gee, I wonder why Lance is taking so long. He's been gunning people down in the streets of this heretofore peaceful Swiss hamlet for, an hour and a half now. I wish you'd hurry up so we can get on with this mission of death. I told you, Jimmy, I don't care what you think.
I don't care what you say, Jimmy, I'm hungry.
Well, excuse me, but maybe you shouldn't have shot the waiter if you want food. I mean, excuse me for saying so.
You're excused. Excused, not forgiven. You know, Jimmy, I kind of wish I hadn't shot your mouth off. Because if I could understand you, I'm sure I could find an excuse to deck you, too. So, Lance has found an excuse, but still, no justification. Why has the county government sent him on a mission of death? Can a flak jacket save me this time? No. In a word, no. It's a tough city, Dingo. Mountain of Death, Chapter 5. If this is Switzerland, there must be a funeral. These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 6. Greater selfishness than this hath no detective. Or the little snot-nosed kid pays his dues. It's no good, Dingo. They'll never take you alive, pal.
I was afraid of that.
I've been sent on a mission of death by the extremely Long Beach County government, and I aim to complete my mission of death. Good idea, Jimmy. You dash across the street and draw their fire while I escape.
Gee, Lance, are you sure that's what Jimmy said?
Does it really matter, Dingo? Jimmy? 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 I knew I could count on you, Jimmy.
So let me go over this. You want Jimmy to expose himself to the intense small arms fire to Swiss police while you escape, Lance?
That's the plan, Dingo.
Well, what about me, huh?
You're right, Dingo. I can't leave you behind.
Thanks, Lance, old chum.
Wait a minute. On second thought, I could leave you behind. Sure. Okay, Jimmy, go. Oh, Jimmy. I meant run, Jimmy. Oh. So, Jimmy went, and Dingo will stay. Can Lance get away? Where will this mission of death end? Right about here for now. Now run, Jimmy!
Well, one, maybe two steps, Lance. No more than that.
Step and a half, I'd say.
You gotta take measure?
You go out and measure it.
Oh, really
now. It's a tough city, Dingo.
Of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Deadly Mountain of Death, Chapter 7. Lance takes a break from his mission of death in Switzerland and jets back to Extremely Long Beach to receive an honorary high school diploma and address the graduates of What a Dame High. Or, I hope I don't get shot at the end of this.
Is this us? Boys and girls, any more out first, I'll have a real massacre. Now, it is my pleasure, as principal of What a Dame High, to introduce our graduation speaker, a man who would have graduated from here had it not been for a nasty incident in study hall in 1967. In January 68, spring 69, I believe.
Principal Kneecap, honored faculty, creepy librarians, embarrassed parents of these misfits, and graduates of What a Dame High School. Make any sudden moves and I'll fenerate your skulls. Okay, thank you for letting me speak to you tonight. It's nice to take a break from my workaday slaughter.
So, I'm dead. And Switzerland, what little is left of it, awaits Lance's return next time on Chapter 8 of the Deadly Mountain of Death. Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Score this. Are you Swiss? It's a tough city, Dingo.